Back here on the Mackey Motors at tailgate, Jeff Blankman joined here today by head coach Brian Case, of course, with the South Central Calhoun Titans as they're hosting, of course, East Sac County here on a nice local rivalry. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I got you, Jeff. I'm doing pretty well. You know, it's just one of those things. We got to keep taking one step in front of the other and just keep moving forward. But, you know, it's just day by day. We just keep progressing.
And, Coach, you got to feel like coming out of last week, a tight loss to Emmitsburg, one you could have won, that you feel like you guys have taken some of those steps forward?
We did. You know, we got better last week. You know, and the Emmitsburg game, it's a frustrating, heartbreaking game for our kids. You know, the word of the week last week was basically just to battle. And I think our kids did that the entire game. We gave ourselves a chance to win the game. You know, we just didn't finish the first half. We had scored and tied things up, and with a minute and 30 seconds to go in the game, they came right before the end of the half, which, I mean, that's just the dagger. But every time that Emmitsburg scored, we came right back and we scored again. We got the opening kickoff in the third quarter. I think two plays later, we were in the end zone, so we were tied again. But then later in the game, we gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown. Even at that, Jeff, I mean, we're driving with 9 minutes to go on the clock. We never gave the ball back to them until we got inside the 10-yard line. I think we were actually about the 5-yard line, and we ended up fumbling that ball away with just under 3 minutes to go in the game. So we had every opportunity in that game to win the game. It just didn't happen for us. It didn't materialize for us, but we absolutely got better last week. Hopefully we can take another step forward this week.
Did that frustration of the way last week ended, did that kind of roll into this week with the guys and kind of make them focused in practice?
I think so. It's also going to be our senior parents' night. I mean, this is our last regular season home game. So hopefully that our kids are stepping up and they're going to, you know, play really hard for our seniors as well. We don't want this to be the last game that we play on this field this year. You know, the only other way that we can play is by getting first or second in the district to try and host a playoff game. But in order to do that, we're going to have to be SAC Friday night. So I think the kids are focused. We've had a pretty good week of practice. We'll just see how we play on Friday night.
Now, you just mentioned it. I was just going to say that there's still a lot to play for you guys. You control your own destiny on finishing second in the district. So every game here on out is a big game for you.
There's still possibilities of first place, to be honest with you. I mean, if Manson would happen to be first and we happen to beat Manson on the point system, there's still the opportunity of still being a first place seed. So we have an awful lot to play for, but we're going to have to take it step by step, game by game, take care of business every Friday night from here on out.
Coach, this rivalry with East Sac County, you guys kind of control it 10-1 in the last 11 meetings, but this game's still big. It still means a lot outside of the district because it's East Sac County. That rivalry's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, no question. You know, in those records, you can just throw them out the door. I mean, we had never been beat by IKM before, you know, and you know, go into this game and we get throttled by IKM. They don't have very many numbers as far as their roster is concerned, in the same way with East Sac. I mean, they have like 29 kids in their roster, but it doesn't matter because the kids that they put on the field are pretty good kids. And it's a rivalry game. So, yeah, throw the records out the door, throw the rivalry stuff out the door. You just got to show up and you just got to be able to play this game. So we know that they have some really good kids up front. They have good size up front. They have good skill kids. They play hard. Eric does a great job year in and year out of just getting the kids to play hard. So we're going to have to be ready to go with this ball game in every single phase of the game. And, you know, I think our kids really found out last week how important that third phase is with the special team. So hopefully we can get it together in every single phase and come out on top.
Coach, you talk about how hard they play with Weston Julin at quarterback. How have you seen, if you've broken down their offense, how have you seen their offense grow and what concerns you?
Go tight and they'll just try and pound it at you as well. But they have the opportunity to throw the ball. They have good skill kids on the outside edge. But when they do spread you out, they also have the opportunity to run their RPO type stuff. So they've done a great job schematically, offensively, against their opponents that we've seen on film. Even defensively, we see them in three or four different defensive fronts already. So we're just going to be prepared for everything. We have to try and slow them down from our defensive side of it. We're going to have great eye discipline. We have to play great gap responsibility defense and just making sure that our kids are understanding that and they're doing their jobs before they try and help somebody else out. And if we can do that, then hopefully we can give ourselves a shot. And then we're on the offensive side of it. We're just going to have to take what they give us. And again, I mean, with them mixing up their defenses as much as they have, we just got to be ready for everything. And our OC's got to make sure that we're just taking advantage of everything they're giving us.
Coach, what do you anticipate them doing defensively and trying to take away? Where do you feel the strength of your offense is right now?
Boy, you know, over the first 4 weeks, we really went back and we had a team meeting that we just didn't have an identity. We weren't running the ball very well. We weren't throwing the ball very well. Defensively, we were giving up an awful lot of yards. So we didn't have it through the special teams. We weren't on the defensive side of the ball. And just offensively, again, we didn't have an identity. Now, last week, I thought that we really took a step forward as far as being able to run the football. There were times, and even that last drive, for sure, we were averaging 5-6 yards a pop just on the ground. So our kids started getting after it. They started just, man on man, make sure that we're fitting as much as we possibly could and getting people off the ball. And, so last week, if that stuff continues, then I think that we can kind of lean on our run game a little bit. But if not, I think Cade Higgins has done a great job as a sophomore, going through the first 5 games and so forth. I think he's really progressing. I think our receivers are starting to go get the football rather than have the football come to them. So I think that, again, we're just taking a step forward. I don't know where we're really the best, to be honest with you. I think we're just a work in progress, and we're just trying to take a step forward in every single phase.
You mentioned Cade Higgins, your sophomore quarterback. As he's grown, has it become more reading defenses or the accuracy on his throws?
You know, he's always had a pretty good accurate ball. It's just a matter of timing, getting it out of his hands on time, throwing it to the right spots. There's times that young quarterbacks do that quite a bit, that they think that the kid has to be totally wide open before he can throw the football. And he's starting to understand that if a defender's on the back side of a receiver, if you throw it out in front of the receiver, he's still open. So it's just a matter of getting the ball out of his hands, understanding the speed of the game, the timing of the game, seeing where the open areas are at, and just giving our kids an opportunity.
Well, Coach, as always, always fun to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. I'll look forward to coming down and catching up with you after the game for the scoreboard show later on this evening. So thanks for joining us here today, and best of luck.
Thanks for your time, and look forward to chatting with you after the game.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case, again, of the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. I'll step away, take a break. Todd Danner going to join me next for the broadcast right here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.